السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا اللہ تعالیٰ کے فضل
As you say, with the grace of Allah, next Friday, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya UK's Jalsa is starting. As we all know, that for the last nearly 24 years, when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the fourth had migrated to here, this has not become, no longer is the UK Jalsa, but it has taken the form of an international gathering. As I have mentioned many times previously, that as long as the Caliph is staying here, this gathering will remain as an international gathering. So after the Khalifatul Masih the fourth came here, in view of the importance of the first gathering and many other gatherings in later years, Khalifatul Masih the fourth for the training of the Jamaat here and to introduce them to the true traditions of the Jamaat, he had done great effort himself with personal interest, has guided the arrangement of the Jalsa here. At the same time, experienced people from Rabwa, those who worked for a long time, those officers who had the experience year after year of running this gathering, and they were aware of the traditions of the Jamaat. He had also included them in the consultation for the arrangement of the gathering. And in any case, within few years, the UK Jamaat has become so trained that now even if people come in hundreds and thousands, then these people and this Jamaat will, with the grace of Allah, will perform the arrangements in the best possible way. Rather, sometimes I think, I do feel concerned that when the situations in Pakistan will improve and the gathering will be held there, then because of their long experience, then many of the workers, when there was last gathering in Rabwa in 1983, they were very active. They will no longer be so active. Some of them have departed us, and the new generation, because of lack of experience, how will they look after the arrangements? This is what I feel concerned. But as Allah has shown His treatment with the Jamaat Ahmadiyya, watching that, and to see the passion of devotion of the Ahmadis, I am comforted that Allah will also make arrangement to remove these hurdles and these concerns. But for all of you, I request also the Ahmadis in Pakistan that Allah may make means of holding this gathering in Pakistan, and their deprivation can be removed. And our concern, which is a human concern, may Allah remove them. This was, by the way, that I have reminded you of this, but the sermon of today, which is a week before the Jalsa, is delivered to inform them and remind them of their responsibilities. As I mentioned, that with the grace of Allah, the workers of UK Jamaat, which includes children, women, young and old, all these people do understand fully their responsibilities, and they perform their duties in the best way. But because we are asked to remind again and again, so that the old workers and the new workers should also prepare mentally for this and try to remove all the weaknesses from them. And then whatever is that we can also be refreshed with the memory of the hospitality in the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and his in-depth lover, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in his footsteps of his master, the Holy Prophet ﷺ. They are also brought before us, and we can continue to be guided by them. Therefore, I will remind you, the hospitality is such a quality which has been mentioned by God in the Holy Quran, as in reference to Hazrat Ibrahim, Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جَعَى رُسُلْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا قَالَ سَلَامٌ وَمَا لَبِسَ أَنْ جَعَى بِإِجْلٍ حَنِيزٍ. That certainly our representatives went to Hazrat Ibrahim and he said salam, and they also returned the salam, and he immediately brought a roasted lamb. So this is the hospitality that you must not show with your reaction, that what a difficulty it is that the host has come, but they must not even realize that everything has been prepared for them. Whatever is best food and whatever best arrangement can be made, that should be presented to the host, to the guests. and whatever best lodging can be arranged should be prepared for the guest. And you must not think from this verse of the Holy Quran that you should cook too much food, and without preparing a lamb, you cannot discharge your duty, or that you must spend too much. Those days, people were nurturing the sheep and the goats, and they were present. They were not going to go to the bazaar to buy, and they were the immediate preparation. And the main thing is that without asking the guest whether you need food or not, you must prepare everything for him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has whatever he presented, we know his practice. If there were dates available, he gave it to them. If there was a good meat, he gave it to them. The true Islamic moral requirement is, which Allah has commanded, that we have to do hospitality cheerfully, and the guest must not think that I am a burden for the host. The guest of Hazrat Ibrahim felt that we not to extend our hand towards food was creating a burden in the heart of the Ibrahim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the requirement of every believer, that they should do their best for hospitality, and the Holy Quran has mentioned in various places. This is such a teaching which an Ahmadi must pay special attention to. And then those who are coming as a guest of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, how well you should look after them. Every Ahmadi who has taken pledge with promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, can know himself that whosoever you love, and those who attribute themselves to him, they are most beloved to you. Therefore, we must always remember that the guests of our beloved are coming, who are also beloved to us. And this is with this motive you must serve them, and with this passion, every worker, if he were to serve the guests, then he will enjoy in an altogether different way. Whether your relatives are coming, or your personal guests, or those who are coming under the arrangement of the Jalsa, the arrangement has been made and their different duties have been given to various members, but the guests who are coming of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam to this Jalsa, everyone should do to their capacity to serve them. I have met some who have come first time outside Pakistan. They have no relative here. They have come sincerely for the motive that they will come and attend the Jalsa and also meet Khalifatul Masih, and they also have different temperaments, and they are from villages, but they are very sincere. You must never leave any stone unturned in serving them. And as I said, that this is the practice of the prophets, this is the Islamic morality, and this is the practice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in a divine jamaat who claim to belong to it, they always show such examples of morality. And us Ahmadis, after taking pledge with promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, should more than else act upon the practice of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we always remain so. So we should foremost display this quality. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in one place has said that the mark of the faith is to serve the guest. As it is reported by Hazrat Abu Huraira, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said three things that those who believe in Allah and the day after and the on the judgment day, that he should look after guest, you should look after, he should serve his guest, and he should also honor his guest. And this guest and service of the guest is not limited to your own kith and kin. It is not linked with your closer friends. In ignoring what is his faith and what is his religion, you have to serve them fully. What was the practice of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? As you can see, the signal is disappearing, and I'm afraid I am finding very difficult to hear the words spoken by Khalifatul Masih. So let's wait and see if we can clear the fault. The weather conditions in and around London are very heavy storms, and it is disturbing the broadcast signal. I'm afraid the signal is disappeared altogether. Hazur continues his sermon and he says, people used to go to the mosque to nafal prayers, and they said, you are my guest, and the informal hospitality is that you can drink the milk from these goats. And as I said, there was no formality in the hospitality by the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever was available, he will present to the guests. Hazrat Mughira says that I enjoyed the hospitality of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he brought a leg of lamb, and he was the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was serving me by cutting the pieces himself from the leg of lamb. And whenever the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to be taking his food, if someone came to meet him, to see him, he used to informally invite him to join him. And when they, after the victory of Mecca, then great guests used to come, and he used to respect them and honor them, and used to make arrangement for their stay. And whatever war, and he used to divide them up between his companions, those guests. And he used to ask them that, did your brothers do their duty of your hospitality? So this was the method of serving his guests, and whenever he used to have a guest, firstly he used to check up if there was anything available in his own home, and whether he can serve the guests well. If there was nothing available, then he used to ask the other companions who will take this guest with him. There is an incident that a guest came and there was nothing in his home. When he checked up for feeding him, then an Ansar companion said that, "I will take him to my own home." And in this incident also there is a great strange and wonderful display of hospitality. It's reported that Hazrat Abu Huraira reports that a person came to the Holy Prophet as a guest, and his wife said they have nothing other than just water. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Who will make arrangement for food for this guest?" And an Ansar companion said, "I will do it." So he took him home and told his wife that you should make arrangement for the hospitality of the guest of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The wife said, "I only have something for the children." He said, "Prepare the food and lit up a lamp, and when the time comes from the children, you should make them go to sleep." And she made the children go to sleep hungry, and then she wanted to, with an excuse, she put out the lamp, and they both of the hosts used to make noises as if they were eating, and so that the guests think that the hosts are also eating with us. And this way the guests had their meal to their fill, and the others slept empty stomach. When in the morning they visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah had been very pleased with what you did last night, and there was a verse revealed that those who serve and those who have been stopped from the stinginess, they are the ones who are successful. So you can see in the sight of Allah how great is the importance of hospitality of a guest, that with this method of serving their guest, Allah was being pleased on His throne. And Allah had informed the Holy Prophet ﷺ that, "O Muhammad ﷺ, see how great selfless service people do, and how they do sacrifice for others' sake." On one occasion, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the right of your guest is with you. You must always keep them in mind. And those guests who have come for spiritual food on the invitation of promised Messiah, who are coming from long distances by spending so much money, there is restrictions in Pakistan on holding gatherings. And the way the worldly governments have created obstacle for our gatherings, but to benefit from it, we have to do whatever we can, that is to benefit from the gatherings wherever they are held, and even if to put a burden on ourselves, if we can benefit and be beneficiary of the prayers of promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, we must do it. So many sincere people come here, as I've just mentioned, neither have they to take any material benefit from here, nor do they have any relative here who they have to visit. They have no such relative living here. They have no personal interest. Only purely for the sake of Jalsa, they have come for a few days, and immediately after that they will return. Some have met me, men and women, that for many years they say, "We have been trying to get a visa to come here, but we were unsuccessful." this time Allah had shown His grace and we have been given visitor's visa. And when people meet me, they have a strange emotion, and some people cry, and they show a great devotion. And these are the guests who have come for the sake of God, and Allah will certainly be pleased on their hospitality. Therefore, the workers of Jalsa should be pleased that Allah had given them an opportunity of a spiritual reward. And this is the best opportunity for them from which they must benefit. The respect of any guest is not because of his outward position. You must not see anyone's simple living and simple dress. You should see the sincerity with which they have come here to listen to the Jalsa speeches. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in the footstep of his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, what examples did he set? Once he addressed Sayyid Habibullah Sahib that today I was not feeling well and I was not fit to come out. But as you mentioned me, I realized that it is the right of a guest who has come with the difficulty, and that is why I have come out. So he took no notice of his health. And remember these words of promise, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have the right of guest is on you, and that is why he came out. Then there is another well known incident we have heard many times, that two people came from Assam and stayed in a guest house and told the workers that bring our luggage and make our beds. The workers there who were working in the communal kitchen, they said you should bring your luggage, we will get the beds ready. And the two guests were upset and they went back to their cart and left. Munshi Zafar Ahmed Sahib says that I told Maulvi Abdul Karim Sahib this incident. He said, let them go. They are so quick-tempered. Why should you try to stop them? But when the Holy Prophet, the Promised Messiah wasalam, came to know of it, he immediately came out that he had hardly worn his shoe. He pursued them quickly, and there were a few other companions with Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says I also accompanied him. When they reached the stream, they when they saw Promised Messiah coming, they stopped their cart, and Promised Messiah asked them to go back with him. And he also apologized that I have heard the incident. And so they returned. And the whole Promised Messiah asked them to ride the cart. He said, I will walk with you. They were very embarrassed and they would not ride the cart. When they reached the guest house, Promised Messiah tried to take their luggage off. When they saw this, then the other workers immediately took their luggage off and made all the arrangements, necessary arrangements, and Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam asked to bring comfortable beds and their bedding, and asked them about their meals and whatever particular food they preferred, because they used to prefer rice. He made the arrangements. And then this was the practice of Promised Messiah, that every day, as long as they stayed, he used to come and sit with them for nearly an hour, and he used to talk to them. When they returned, the day they had to return in the morning, the same day promised Messiah got two glasses of milk and also went up to the stream to bid them farewell. Not only that, he brought them back and he ended his hospitality. As long as they stayed, they continued to inquire after them and used to give an hour and sat with them. And used to comfort them and used to answer any question and used to let them benefit from his company. So these were the methods of promised Messiah's hospitality. Then Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Sahib reports that when in 1901 I visited Qadian, I had my family with me. Then Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam gave me a room to stay, which was in the upper story. And one could have two small beds there. We stayed there for a few months. He narrates an incident. But when I was so close that I could hear the talk in the house of promised Messiah. One day many guests came and all the house was full, and whatever place of residence was all filled up. And then promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam told Hazrat Amma Jan, his wife, a story of birds. He said, I was so close I could hear the whole story. He said, once in a jungle, a guest reached evening and there was no settlement nearby, and he sat and lay under the tree to spend his night. There was a nest on that tree, and the bird was talking to its mate. And this is only a story. That this guest who has come, a traveler who has come, he's sitting under our tree. He's our guest, and we must show our hospitality. And his mate also agreed, and two of them agreed that it is a cold night. How can we give him warmth? They said, we should let our nest fall down, and he can burn it to warm himself. So they said they did exactly that. Then when the traveler set it fire, it was because it was a cold season, so they warmed themselves. They then said, what more we can do? They said, we must arrange their food, and we have nothing to feed them, so the only sacrifice we can give that we should fall in that fire. So both birds fell down and they in the fire, and they were roasted. So the guests enjoyed it, and the promised Messiah told his wife that this is how one should sacrifice for the hospitality of their guests. That what it means is that you should sacrifice something to show hospitality, not that you should kill yourself. So every worker must look after the guests with this thinking, that they should be able to do their duty of their hospitality and look after all his need, and they must always treat him well and must not worry about their own inconveniences. Because to do your duty, you will have to bear difficulties. Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam once asked the in charge of the communal kitchen. He said, I have many guests, some you recognize and know, some you don't. Therefore, it is the best thing is that you should show hospitality as honorable guests. Everyone should be respected and should be served tea or any other requirements. And he said, this is your duty, that the Jamaat is spread so much that I have good faith on the workers, that with good intentions they should do all their duties, and you should serve them well. If there is cold season, then you should arrange firewood for them. So as I said, that without any distinction whether they are rich or poor, who is well dressed, who is not, it is our duty to do hospitality to every guest. So these incidents which show, put light on the practice of the Holy Prophet ﷺ and Promised Messiah ﷺ, which I have mentioned, are only for the reason that we should always keep these practices alive and follow them. With His grace, Allah has given us an opportunity once again that we should benefit from the blessings of Jalsa by serving the guests, and we will become beneficiary of those blessings which Allah has destined for serving the guests, and we will attain spiritual rewards. Therefore, all the workers with gratitude, with full sincerity, they should always do their utmost to serve these guests. There are different departments and different, and there is the transport, the arrangements of staying, and there are other duties, and everyone has their own circle of responsibilities, and everyone is in touch with the guests. Therefore, you should always display the high moral standard, and by doing good to them, listen to them, and look after them. Sometimes from the guests, because of misunderstanding, sometimes they can overstep the mark. But the worker's responsibility is that with patience and with courage, they should tolerate it and bear it. Some people who have come from the countries who they have different customs, and they do not look after some of the things, not intentionally, but they don't know how to use these new things which are not found in their country, or to what extent they should look after the cleanliness and tidiness. For example, the cleanliness of the toilets, you should do yourself. Those who are appointed for cleaning, rather than saying that the guests have made them dirty. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has put this example before us that a non-Muslim who had come and has spoiled the bed, the Holy Prophet ﷺ cleaned himself, that because he is my guest. These examples are for us so that we can follow them. With patience and with courage, by showing high moral conduct, we should treat all of them. And we should always display high moral stand. Without showing any displeasure, we should do our duty. In any case, for every worker, the fundamental thing, as I have just repeated many times, is patience and courage and high morals. And this is what you should keep in mind. And the most important thing is prayer. You must always pay attention to it, that nothing can be done without prayer. And the workers with the prayers, when they should do during the whole day, they should also pay attention to performing their Salat prayer. May Allah enable all of us and all of the workers to do their duty in the best possible way. And no unpleasantness should happen. And you should be pleased with the guests, and the guests should be pleased with you. And because of the rains, there is great difficulty and there can be problems. So therefore, you should pray, Allah may bless us, and the rain must not make an obstacle in our work. I was 25 minutes late coming today, although I had set out 5 or 6 minutes early because of rain. Despite that, there was the roads were blocked, there was too much flooding, and so I was made late. But such obstacles shouldn't be, because in the Hadiqatul Mahdi, there can be soft soil, there can be some problems. Therefore, for different departments may have faced difficulty in their work. Therefore, you should pray that Allah may create facility in all respect, and there should be no obstacle, and the guest must not be able to face any difficulty. Another prayer which I want to appeal for, that as everyone knows that the situation in Pakistan is worsening day by day. And so far hundreds of people have been killed, a Muslim is killing another Muslim. Whereas there is hadith that anyone who will kill a Muslim, he is not Muslim. And in the Holy Quran, it has given great warning to those who kill other Muslim. It has said of curse and punishment and hell. May Allah have mercy and give them intelligence and save the country. Because when they can be enemies from within and there is weakness from within, then the outside enemies can take advantage of it. May Allah protect the country in every way. May Allah have mercy on all these who do not understand it. And they are creating means of their own ruin.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ.